This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Amy Scott. Summer vacation is almost here, if you're lucky enough to have it. For many families, sleepaway camps and trips to the beach are in order. But for a lot of parents, public school has an important benefit beyond education: free childcare. And when school's out, things can get complicated. From Miami, WLRN's Rowan Moore Garrity reports.
Over spring break, Wanda Gomez says her sons knew exactly where they wanted to spend the afternoon.
They say today is the pool day, but like, we cannot go to pool because I have to work.
And that's how it goes all summer long. Gomez has a 5-year-old and a 14-year-old, and she often brings them along to her job registering new voters outside a local grocery store.
It's more difficult when they start, "Mommy, I'm hungry. Mommy, I'm tired. Mommy, I'm thirsty."
Gomez says there's no way she could afford childcare for every shift she has to work. Most parents in her situation rely on a patchwork of favors from relatives and tag-teaming, where one spouse works early and the other works late. Even so, lots of parents miss work altogether or make the tricky decision of leaving their kids at home.
Often in low-income families, the choices between leaving your kids home alone or getting fired, becoming homeless, and losing your kids. Which would you do?
Joan Williams runs the Center for Work-Life Law at University of California, Hastings. She says most workplaces are set up for employees who have somebody else to take care of their children.
And who does that describe? It describes a dad of the 1950s.
As for our school schedule, with a long summer break,
our school year is still designed around the agrarian calendar.
From the days when kids were expected to help out on the family farm all summer. Today, just a fraction of the American workforce gets childcare benefits from employers, and those benefits are mostly absent from lower-paying jobs. Marianne Rainey is a single mother of 5 who works at a McDonald's here. She's got another idea of how to solve this.
I try to find an all-year-round school. My kids hate it, but hey, the more school, the better.
In the meantime, she says she'll call on her sister and her mother to help her get through the summer. In Miami, I'm Rowan Moore Garrity for Marketplace.